No, it wouldn't be cotton sacks. It would be something like a bed sheet, something like that, and that kind of cloth, you know.
Yeah. What about, did y'all get to take baths often?
No. Well, no, when we went, we had to, but it took it out of our foot tub. You know, you couldn't go to bed. You come in dripping wet and mud and dust all over. You had to take a bath, but in the wintertime we didn't. You couldn't, you freeze to death. But in the summertime we hadn't. But it wasn't no shower, nothing like that in a bathtub. Yeah. There's no big foot tub. That's on the back porch mostly. After dark, go back there. But if you didn't, you just couldn't go to bed. You'd be so, well, with dust and sweat and all, you just had to take a bath pretty well every night. Well, not every night either, but when working day we did. We had to.
Dry off with a...
With a towel, dry a towel, that's right.
And what about something you used to clean your face, little kind of...
Yeah, well, you have a, you know, wash rag and then a towel. You know, big towel and to dry off with. That's what you have.
Well, you get your water now.
Oh yeah, through hydrant, you have to run all over the house. But those days we draw it. Yeah. Get ready to take a bath, you had to drop a couple of buckets of water, put in the foot tub. You know?
Yeah.
And it'd come out of the well and it was cold. But those days, well, it'd be in the summertime mostly when we're taking those regular baths. Had to.
In the kitchen, the water goes in there's a what for?
We had a big tub, big wooden tub in the kitchen. Every night that had to be filled up.
Yeah, but now you have a...
Oh, we have waterworks, you know, here. Every sinks here in the kitchen now. Yeah. So we have a sink.
Uh-huh.
And hot water and cold water. You see, one part, at this house, it's just like it is in a town where we got, you know, cold water and faucet and a hot water faucet.
If you got outside, you have places where you
That's
can...
right. A couple places outside where... So, with faucet, you know.
Yeah.
To draw water.
Would they ever used to bring water out to you in the field?
Oh, Lord, yes. Bring it out. Now, occasionally, when we go to town, we'd bring a block of ice, 100 pounds of ice. But that wasn't very often. But ordinarily, we brought it from the house, or either we drank water out the creek. That's what we mostly when we were working, we got water out the creek.
Drink out of the creek.
That's right. Yeah, big creek, and it'd be warm, too. The old days we didn't know any better.
Water was okay out too, I imagine.
Oh yeah, sure.
What's that place down there that I passed when I was coming up the road? That was old. A bridge I had to go over?
You mean right up there?
Yeah. Right as I just came, turned off the 961.
Oh, what about it?
Well, what's the name of that place? Is there a little kind of a... Just a little place where there's a bridge over. Looks like a little washout or something. Is there water there?
You mean a little short turn?
Just as I turn off of the blacktop, I went down.
Yeah, that bridge. But there's water under the bridge. Yeah, that is called Turbine. I don't know where to get that name from. That's what it's called.
Turbine.
That's right. But now it's not water in it all the time. In dry weather, it goes dry. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, I wish you could see our old home. And I don't know whether it's any same old thing, some of the old pots that you're talking about. Wait a minute.
I think we only had old right this way.
Yeah, when we first got married, come in, we had a nigger woman to get washed once a week. That's all. Once a week.
That's interesting. But you ate with the sort of things you used around the table.
Well, plates, sure. Yeah, just common plates like you have now pretty well.
Yeah. But did you ever, well, you use utensils you'd set at the table?
There were plates and knives and forks, and we had old kind of dishes, but most things. Well, they were made out of.
Do you ever see the spoon made out of wood? They didn't have those?
Well, we got a long one for stirring stuff. It wasn't about this long here now, the big wood. But the furs of cooking utensils, the furs of knives and forks and plates, they ain't much different than they were then.
Yeah.
White plates, you see, and all.
But you had your good, you had your everyday dishes.
Oh, yeah, tin plates. Well, a little chap had tin plates, you know, little tin plates. See, sure, because the beam would drop them on the floor and break them, you know, all such as that. They had tin plates for that.
And then you had your good.
Oh, yeah, and then Sunday, you know, Sunday, come to come, I don't know, but I'm better do.